Hello, everybody, and welcome to the June edition of Fox Chatter. I'm Colonel Nightmare Blevins, and this is my first podcast with everyone. So what I want to do is let you hear what my priorities are and what's going on with the wing to try and keep you as well informed as possible. First and foremost, I want you to know that my number one priority is making sure that our returning airmen are getting the personalized care that they need. I've set up an entire team that is led by Lieutenant Colonel Mock Franks, and I'm here to tell you there have been blood, sweat, and tears and hours of thought and meetings that have gone into this. The overall desired effect is to make sure that each returning airman gets the care that he or she needs and deserves, and that it feels personalized. NGB and Big Air Force, they're all working on different ways to receive our airmen when they return from deployment. And I'm pushing forward with us here in the wing to not necessarily wait for them, but make our own program and then to receive feedback on that and work our way through it. It's not only understanding the benefits that they receive when they get back, but it's also understanding how to navigate the websites, which phone numbers to call, and setting them up for, hey, this is a place where you're likely going to hit a roadblock. Here are some lessons learned from other people who have hit that roadblock. Here's how you work around it. And then even having a team of what we're going to call navigators, who these airmen can call when they get to a point where they don't really know what's next or how to get through the roadblock that they're facing. And then that team of navigators will be able to do some of the work for them and help them push through. So again, the number one priority for the wing is making sure that we give personalized care to the airmen when they return back from a deployment. Next thing that we're looking at is the AEW 2.0. So right now, we are going through different training for them, and I want to make sure that they are trained, equipped, and ready for their upcoming deployment. After that is sort of managing future demands to allow for both downtime and some recoup for everyone, but also ensuring that we're ready for whatever the next fight is. And that's a more difficult task than you may realize. So just some insight into what goes on back in the wing conference room. We literally sit around that round table with commanders and senior enlisted for hours. Sometimes we'll have 4 or 5 hour meetings where we are working through different decisions and trying to make decisions that are what is best for our wing and for our airmen. And what I'll tell you is there's really no one size fits all answer. I will also tell you that no decisions are made more quickly than they need to be, so we always take the time to work through and understand all the variables. And what I have found in my time growing up here as a Swamp Fox is often decisions were made at a leadership level that I didn't agree with. But once I started asking questions and understanding the different variables that were at play, I realized that if I was working through that same problem with all those same variables, it's likely that I would have come to the same outcome. I can tell you definitively that the commanders and me, we care about this wing and we care about our airmen. And any decision that we are making, we are doing our absolute best to take care of the wing and the airmen. So if there is something that is happening in the wing or decisions that are being made that you don't like, I encourage you, when you see me out and about, come up and ask me or come on up to the office and walk in and talk to me. My door is always open and making a very big push to be accessible as a commander, and I'm pushing the other group and squadron commanders to also be accessible. That's why you'll see me at the gate. You saw me at the gate last drill checking IDs. We'll be in the DFAC this drill. I'm going to throw on some coveralls and go fix some aerospace ground equipment. And this is not a photo shoot for me. Like, I am making a general effort to be accessible so that you all feel comfortable coming up and saying, hey, Nightmare, this decision was made. I don't understand it. Can you walk me through it? So that's a big push for me as well. I am in this job for 2 years. And that's all I get. And it's already going by very quickly. So I'm going to leave it all out on the field. I'm doing everything that I can to fight for you and for us. So come up and tell me other ways that I can do that and ask me questions about things that you may or may not agree with. All right. Some other stuff that we've got going on. You may have heard that it is fights on for the F-35 competition for the Air National Guard. You may hear that referred to as Ops 16 and 17. And what that means is it's the 16th and 17th round of competition for units to get the F-35. What is unique about 16 and 17 is that these two rounds are dedicated jets for Guard F-16 wings. So we are now one of 9 units that is competing to get the F-35. We were just in DC last week working to understand everything that's going on with this and trying to do our best to put our best foot forward and make ourselves as competitive as we can be in order to win the competition and get F-35s down the road for us. Now, nothing happens quick in the government, so even if we found out today that we had won the competition, we would not start seeing those F-35s show up until about 2034 or 2035, and we've got anywhere from 6 to 12 months left in this competition. So don't worry, we won't be saying goodbye to the F-16s anytime soon, but I do want you to know if you hear about it, the competition has begun, and we do feel that it is in the best interest of both our state and the nation and the U.S. Air Force at large to compete for and then hopefully win the Op 16 and 17 and get F-35s here for the base. Another thing that I'm making a very big effort on is marketing the brand. I've been TDY every single week since I've taken over, and I am traveling around trying to tell the story of what our great airmen are doing here on this base. I'm not doing it because we're competing for the F-35. I'm doing it because I truly believe that we are a cut above the rest. We are not your average wing, and what we do on a daily basis is nothing short of incredible. And I want to go out and tell that story. I want people to understand what McIntyre and the South Carolina Air National Guard is doing for our state and for our nation. And I think it's important. I've told stories down in Tyndall. I've been to DC twice. I'm actually driving down to Charleston today to tell some stories. I'm going to Nellis next week. Then back in DC the week after that, I've been over in the Columbia Chamber of Commerce. Again, I am going to travel and I am going to tell the story of our Swamp Fox because what you all do on a day-to-day basis is not normal. If you go and visit other Guard bases and see what they do and see their levels, it is not on par with us. I am incredibly proud to be a Swamp Fox and I intend to tell the story of what you all are doing on a daily basis. So, those are some of the main things that are happening right now with the base and with the wing. Those are my priorities, and that's how I plan to attack this very short 2-year command tour. Again, I encourage you to come up and talk to me, come up and provide feedback, come up and ask questions. That's what it's all about. I am generally running with about 80 unread emails in my inbox because when I'm at work, I want to be out and about. I want to be accessible and I want to be hearing and talking to each of you all here in the wing. June drill, things that we have going on. This is an IMR drill. Those are quarterly. So if you have IMR requirements, this is the drill to make sure you knock it out. We do not have any July drill, any other training that you need to get done. June is going to be your opportunity. The next one will not be until August. All right, next up, you guys will be hearing from Chaplain Pittman on some strong bonds and resiliency training opportunities. And then following her, we'll have Master Sergeant Sean Nichols from Security Forces, and they are going to be hosting some crisis intervention training for our airmen here on base.
Hi, this is Chaplain Pittman, Wing Chaplain here at McIntyre. I serve on a team of 6 personnel for the Chaplain Corps, and we provide services for our airmen and families. This doesn't just include spiritual resiliency, but also some skill sets and resources that spill over into our relationships that keep the mission strong at home and in our workplace. To include some of these resources, you may know and hear about Security Forces training, as well as our MFLAC and Critical Incident Stress Management training. CISM is a time whenever people can get additional skill sets for helping airmen to work through a trauma or a critical incident that they've experienced. An airman can meet with somebody who's trained in CISM and help to talk through, de-escalate, and diffuse a situation that they may be experiencing. It's an important asset amongst the South Carolina National Guard and is endorsed by our TAG, You can reach out to any of the numbers on the SISM flyer that you see across the base, or you can contact any care team member or the chaplain corps directly. We also have Strong Bonds, which is one of our long-term opportunities to gain additional tools for relationship skills. This helps to strengthen those underlying relationships that provides the resiliency that we need to complete the mission. Our next Strong Bonds will happen July the 17th through the 19th at a coastal area resort hotel. We're also providing Strong Bonds for smaller offices to deepen their skill sets so we understand those that we work with through a new curriculum we have called SHAPES. If you personally or you know somebody that's struggling with a care concern, I would encourage a person to go talk to a Chaplain Corps member. That is a good place to get triage and get that confidentiality that helps that airman to open up and to provide information to direct them appropriately to the sources of support and resources that they need. We can help that airman to get connected to immediate care and support right here at McIntyre. No matter what we go through as a unit or the dynamics in our relationships, we always come back to that common thread of being a swamp fox. We love and care for our service members, our total force integrated active associates, and our families. So please reach out. Do not ignore the signs in our loved ones and provide that companionship and that listening ear to help us to get through these times and to make us stronger for the future. Never second guess the importance of reaching out in the event of an emergency. Call 911 for a service member that may need additional support in talking through difficult situations. You may also call 988 for a veteran care line. Our office number is 647-8265. You can also reach us on base at extension 8265. If you see one of our care team QR codes, that'll point you to resources on our website and all the various helping agencies for you and your families.
I'm SR Nichols with the 169th Security Forces. And as you know, we have airmen downrange who are completing the mission. It's best for us as leaders to be prepared for that return and to facilitate their return and make it as easy as possible. One of the things the Security Forces unit has done is essentially create a training. It's a two-hour training that we've got going on all throughout the next 2 months to assist leaders, whether it's commanders, first sergeants, supervisors, even peers, to identify when there might be more going on behind the scenes that we can see, as well as how to respond to crisis when that's presented in our airmen. Obviously, it's going to be very important with our guys coming back that they may need our support. So being able to identify those early indicators and provide the support they need could be life-saving. And then we're going to also offer a more in-depth 5-day training, more geared towards first sergeants and commanders to better facilitate how we respond to a crisis situation with our airmen. So I think this is going to be something that's extremely valuable for the unit. And we think about our airmen are down there doing the mission. We need to do what we can to support their return so that they can get back here and continue working the mission here at McIntyre. We're going to be hosting our courses June 10th, July 1st, 8th, and 15th. And then the 5-day course is going to be December 4th through the 18th. An email was sent out by Colonel Thompson that has the registration link. So if you want to go in and sign up or sign your members up, you can go ahead and do that using that email link. We do want to try and keep it under 20 people per event, but I think we're well under that right now. If anybody wants to reach out to me, I can be reached via email, shaun.nichols.3@us.af.mil, or my office extension is 8698.
All right, that's a wrap up of my first podcast. I also welcome feedback on the podcast itself. again, just going to beat the drum here. I am so proud of everything that we are doing. I am proud to have the Swamp Fox patch on my arm. Again, thanks for tuning in and listening, and we will see you out at drill. Semper Primus.